to Deck Watch, a weekly look at the United States Coast Guard in Alaska. In Coast Guard news this week, an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew from Air Station Kodiak medevaced a 35-year-old crewman who was exhibiting symptoms of hypothermia from the 58-foot Kodiak-based fishing vessel Stella in Shelikof Strait March 15th. He was safely delivered to emergency medical personnel at Air Station Kodiak for further transport to Providence Kodiak Island Medical Center. The crewman fell overboard from the Stella earlier in the day and was exposed to 37.6 degree Fahrenheit water without a survival suit for approximately 25 minutes. He was recovered from the ocean in Shelikof Strait by crewmen aboard the Stella and resuscitated. The case highlights the importance of emergency drills and the professionalism of the fishermen and Coast Guard crews operating in Alaska. The Coast Guard is encouraging fishermen to get their commercial fishing vessel safety exams in advance of the upcoming halibut and sablefish fisheries. Mariners can improve their preparedness by getting a free commercial fishing vessel safety exam to ensure they are in compliance with current regulations before the fisheries open Saturday. Some vessels, including those participating in the halibut individual fishing quotas, are now required by the National Marine Fisheries Service to have a valid decal prior to carrying a mandatory observer aboard. Fishermen can visit fishsafe.info and click the link to the checklist generator. This application takes input on the fishing vessel, such as length, persons aboard, and where it operates, and generates a list of requirements that apply to that specific vessel. They can also locate and arrange an exam. Salvage efforts continue for the Pacific Producer, which beached on Kodiak Island in Uzinki Narrows March 15th. Global Diving and Salvage is conducting stability and dive surveys of the vessel prior to any attempt to remove hazardous materials aboard or move the vessel from the beach. The fish processor ran aground with 16 people aboard. No injuries were reported. The Coast Guard and the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation are monitoring the situation. Additionally, the Coast Guard is investigating the cause of the grounding. No pollution spill has been reported. That's all for this week. For Deck Watch Radio, I'm Petty Officer Sarah Francis.
This week on Deck Watch Radio, we spoke with Petty Officer Second Class Seth Buswell, a yeoman with the 17th District Administration Staff, with an interesting Coast Guard history and an even more interesting story to tell.
Unique and diverse is definitely one way of describing my Coast Guard career.
When Buswell initially joined the Coast Guard, he was a health services technician. After his enlistment, he became a civilian paramedic, then re-enlisted in the Coast Guard, became a recruiter, worked at a small boat station to become a bosun's mate, and eventually ended up going to Yeoman A School to achieve the specialty he holds today.
Three distinct end-of-course tests, three distinct job descriptions.
Recently, Buswell's diverse background came in more than handy. While he was traveling on temporary duty with fellow Coast Guard's District 17 Yeoman, Petty Officer Claudia Rodriguez.
Myself and Petty Officer Rodriguez were en route TDY to Yeoman Symposium in Topeka, Kansas. The interesting portion of the journey began on Delta Flight 1084 that was going between Anchorage, Alaska, and Minneapolis, St. Paul. About 2 hours into a 4.5-hour flight, heard the page come over the overhead, asked if there was any medically trained personnel. I rang in, made contact with the flight crew, and learned that there was a gentleman experiencing shortness of breath, mild distress at that point. Myself and two doctors from the Czech Republic began assessing the gentleman.
Although the three helpful passengers were able to stabilize the ailing man at first, it wasn't long before his health began to take another turn for the worse.
At this point, it was a unanimous decision between myself and the other doctors on board that the flight should probably be diverted and make an emergency landing that way we could pass him off. We were over Alberta, Canada, so the closest airport was Edmonton.
Throughout the landing, Buswell and the two doctors helped keep the man stable and got him safely to the waiting emergency medical personnel in Edmonton. The flight continued on, taking Buswell and Rodriguez to Topeka. This is not where the story ends.
Well, on the way back from the symposium, getting ready to board the flight for Juneau, there was a gentleman that appeared to be slightly disoriented at the airport.
For the second time during his short trip, Buswell jumped into action to help someone in need. He began taking the passenger's vitals and asking about medical history. Buswell stayed with the man while they waited for Seattle EMS personnel to arrive, and Rodriguez was able to find fruit juice to help stabilize his blood sugar.
Having known about the first incident by this point, she looked over at me and she's like, I'm not going to fly with you anymore. She's like, you're bad luck.
Throughout these two wildly coincidental encounters, Buswell's willingness to use prior training and experience to go out of his way and assist two complete strangers is an absolute embodiment of Coast Guard core values, and he made a world of difference in those two lives.
You never know when you might be called on to use the training that, you know, might seem insignificant at the time.
Bravo Zulu, shipmate. For Deck Watch Radio, I'm Petty Officer Grant DeVoist. Thanks for listening.
Is produced by the Coast Guard 17th District. Theme music is provided by the Harbor Brass Ensemble in Kodiak, Alaska.